broadcasting live from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium Ballroom in downtown Atlanta for the Women in Technology Women of the Year Awards 2019. Here's your Business Radio X host.
Lee Cantor here, so proud to be broadcasting live from the Georgia Aquarium for the Women of the Year in Technology Awards 2019. First guest tonight, we got Medina Allah, and she was WIT Girl 2018. Welcome.
Hello.
Lean in there, Medina. Tell us about WIT Girl 2018. What was that like?
Well, it was an amazing experience. I got to network and meet a lot of different people who I'm now working with currently.
Uh-huh.
So that was pretty cool. And I also got a chance to get my own business out there and network as well.
What's your business?
So I started an all-girl robotics team named Eve Robotics back in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal pretty much is to get girls involved in STEM. And so when I got involved in WIT, it was really cool because we kind of had like the same goals and initiative.
Right.
So being able to network with women who had the same mindset as me was really amazing.
So now how did you even hear about WIT?
I heard about WIT through one of my team members, I believe.
At the school?
On my robotics team.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the robotics was extracurricular or that was part of the school?
Extracurricular. Our team is actually a community-based team, so we don't belong to a school.
Uh-huh. So then this is through the community. What community group is it with?
Well, we practice at, like, downtown.
Uh-huh.
But we compete in a program called First Robotics.
And then how did you become aware of it? Was it through high school or college?
I became aware of FIRST Robotics through my brother, actually. And we met a coach a long time ago who coached a robotics team. And mm-hmm. I joined when I was 9 years old.
Oh, wow. So you've been doing this for a while.
Yes. This would be my 8th year now.
So you must be getting good.
Yes.
So how has robotics changed from when you were 9 to where you are now?
It's definitely evolved and, like, it's got more complicated and challenging, which I really enjoy because I love challenging myself. Yeah, when I was doing it when I was 9 years old, I was doing the Lego robotics.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm doing the largest robotics, which is called First Robotics Competition, or also known as FRC. And now we work with pneumatics and we machine our own parts. So it's closer to real-world engineering, and it's a way more challenging, way
right.
more complicated.
So now are these competitions only here in Atlanta, or are they all over the place?
It's worldwide.
Worldwide? So
yes.
Have you had a chance to travel?
Yes, actually, so we just, my robotics team, Eve Robotics, we actually just moved up to the largest level, which was FRC,
mm-hmm.
and we became the only all-girl team in the state of Georgia, and we did really well in competition, and we made it all the way to the world championship in Houston.
Wow, so what was that like?
It was actually really, really cool. We got to meet teams from all over, from like mm-hmm. Mexico and like Canada, like really everywhere. It was really, really cool.
So now how do you see this as helping you in your career?
It definitely helps because I get to like dip my foot in the water before I actually get into the like the career path I want to get into. I want to major in mechanical engineering
uh-huh.
and I want to go into that field. So being able to meet people through this robotics and through WIT is really cool.
And that's because these are people who are doing it. It's not just people who are dreaming about doing it.
Yes.
That's
yes.
different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now for you, are you in college? Where are you at right now?
I'm a junior in high school.
You're still in high school?
Yes.
So you have the colleges picked out where you'd like to go?
I have my top 3 picks.
Uh-huh. And then how do you think that being involved in WIT helps you get one of those 3 picks to come true?
Definitely the networking and then the exposure.
Uh-huh.
Getting my name out there, getting to meet people, and getting to meet the people they know, knowing, like, just really making connections. That's really the most important part, I think, about anything like this, and also finding mentors to help guide me through my path and
right.
get myself to college and through and in my starting my own business later on in the future. That
so now are these mentors, do sometimes you meet people that are doing the work, like executives and things like that, right? And
yes.
then you also meet, do you meet some college students also that can say, hey, this is what college is like and this is where it can help you?
Yes, I actually I'm involved in SWE, mm-hmm. SWE Girls, and we actually just had a networking event where we got to meet with Georgia Tech students, and
mm-hmm.
they told us all about how their process was and what kind of led them to major in STEM fields. And it gave me a really clear view of what it will be like when I go to college and what kind of colleges that I want to attend and the environment that I want to be around.
Now, what's your take on where, like, girls in particular, young girls, at some point kind of stop being involved in science and math and technology stuff? Like, why do you think that is? Like, why do some girls lose interest?
I believe there's not enough encouragement in role models. Mm-hmm. Even, for example, like, when you go into stores, you see a lot of STEM and, like, Erector sets and Legos, but those things are often targeted towards young boys. You don't see a lot of those things for girls. And when you see those things, like, there's a lot of princess things and things like that for girls.
They're usually, so if there were robot princesses.
Yeah,
there
like
you
that.
Go. You got to make have a bridge, right?
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, one of my mentors one time said this to me. She said that all girls are creative. We like crafts. We like, right. You know, making up bracelets, things like that. But if you change the material in a girl's hand to, let's say, we give a drill. And
or a soldering iron or something,
yeah,
right?
Things like that, then they can create, they're still creative, but they're creating robots. They're creating,
right.
You know, you give them a computer and coding software, they can create programs for apps.
Right, because they're consuming the technology. They're
yes.
just not creating the technology.
Yes.
And that's what you're going to fix, right?
Yes, I'm currently working on that, and once we started this newer level of the new level for e-robotics, we actually were able to bring in more girls than before when we first started. So it's been really cool. And we actually get to train girls with things that they're going to need. Like, I've been to many different technology businesses, and I realized that the things that I'm learning in robotics currently are things that they're using in businesses now.
Right.
So it's really, really cool because you get ahead of the game at an early age.
Right. Good stuff. Well, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
And thank you for being part of the show.
Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you in a little bit at the Women of the Year in Technology Awards 2019.